For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. Visitors to Mammoth Cave National Park this weekend will have their experience enhanced by music. Classical musicians will be performing inside the cave as part of the National Park Service's 100th anniversary. Lisa Autry has this preview.
Imagine hearing music reverberating through caves or echoing across mountains. This summer, an ensemble of musicians from the Eastman School of Music in New York will be visiting national parks throughout the country and performing in the natural venues. The first stop on the tour is Mammoth Cave National Park in South Central Kentucky. Emlyn Johnson is directing the project called Music in the American Wild. She visited the park in December to scout out the venue and test the acoustics.
I was just amazed. I got to play my flute in some of these bigger open spaces and some of the big caverns, and it was like playing in a glorious concert hall.
Johnson says one of the challenges will be moving the instruments and other equipment into the cave.
One of the other challenges, I think, will just be that it's a little cooler in the cave and a little more damp than we're used to playing in an enclosed concert hall kind of space. We're actually bringing along some different instruments that will be more adaptable to that environment.
While descending the steps at the mouth of the cave, park spokeswoman Vicki Carson says the cave offers an unparalleled backdrop.
The cave is such a sensory experience because of the cool air, which you can start to feel outside on a summer day, but then the darkness and the sound, because other than where there might be water dripping, there is no sound inside the cave.
An eighth of a mile into the cave, we reach the rotunda, where Carson says this won't be the first time music has reverberated from the walls.
The idea of music in the cave goes way back in our history, like the Luther Ewing String Band, which performed in here in the early 1900s. And even in the 1800s, the owners of Mammoth Cave would bring instruments down in, or a band down in, to entertain people in the cave.
Flutist Emlyn Johnson and six other musicians from the Eastman School of Music will perform Saturday in the rotunda of the cave during tours from 10 until 2. At 7:30 that evening, a free concert will be held at the park's amphitheater. The ensemble will play newly composed music for the National Park Tour. Johnson says some of the pieces are inspired by the sound of the cave and the feeling of a mysterious underground world.
One that we're excited to highlight in Kentucky is a piece called Lauda for the High and Low Places, and that's by a composer named David Clay Mettens, who was born and raised in Kentucky.
Mammoth Cave Park Ranger Leslie Price thinks music is a fitting tribute to the National Park Service's centennial.
The sound of a place is a part of its magic and a part of what I think the national parks strive to protect, because it is a lost value, is that just ability to be still and listen and absorb where they are. So yes, whenever anyone comes in here, the first thing they want to do is hum, sing, or talk and play with the acoustics. So we're kind of playing with that in a much more professional way, because these are going to be master musicians, and we're very excited about what they're going to compose for us.
After Kentucky, the Music in the American Wild Tour will set out for other majestic sites, including the Great Smoky Mountains and the Shenandoah National Park. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.